Off the Ball Breakfast.
Fairly extraordinary feeling. Just stood up and I just stood there in silence for a couple of minutes. I actually could not believe what I just seen. It was absolutely remarkable.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. On today's GAA Daily, Killian Buckley announces his retirement and we look ahead to the All-Ireland Ladies Football Finals in Croke Park. Kilkenny hurler Killian Buckley has announced his retirement. The Dixburg clubman won 3 All-Ireland titles with the Cats along with 5 National League titles, while he also won 2 All-Stars. Buckley joined the Kilkenny senior panel in 2012. And will go on to make 56 appearances in the black and amber. The 32-year-old also captained the Cats to the All-Ireland Minor Hurling title in 2010. In a statement, Kilkenny boss Derek Ling paid tribute to Buckley, saying that he was a brilliant team player with a great attitude and that he was honoured to have had the opportunity to work with him. There's a huge Sunday ahead in Croke Park with the All-Ireland Ladies Football Finals taking place. First up is the Junior Championship decided between Fermanagh and Louth at 11:45. Following that is the Intermediate Championship final between Leitrim and Tyrone at 1:45. And the final game is the Senior decided between Kerry and Galway. The Kingdom have lost the last 2 finals against Dublin last year and Meath the year before that. You have to go back to 1993 for their last championship win. They currently sit joint top of the Roll of Honour with 11 titles along with Cork. Kerry captain Niamh Carmody has been speaking to Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron about using the hurt of the last 2 years as motivation for Sunday's game.
Obviously you've lost the last 2 consecutive finals but have also reached 3 in a row, so that's some achievement in itself. What's it been like to captain the team through those times, sort of to try get the team back again to go again another year and try finally get the silverware that you deserve?
Yeah, I suppose again going back, like, we've such great leaders in the dressing room that I suppose we've managed to stick together after the last couple of losses. So we'll just kind of need everyone again to step up the next day to try and get us over the line, and it'd be a massive honour then to lift the cup as captain, but it'll come down to there being leaders from 1 to 30 the next day, and I think that's something that we've kind of built on all year. There's massive leaders in the dressing room and that's from all numbers, from 1 to 30. We just really drive each other on, and I think that's kind of evident this year as well in our kind of display that the subs have coming on.
As I mentioned, Louth and Fermanagh will open up proceedings in the junior final on Sunday. Louth's Anya Breen works as a performance nutritionist and has been outlining the importance of proper nutrition before and after games.
Just what do you reckon the effect is, the sort of importance rather of sort of fueling for especially young female athletes in sport? Obviously I think it can be seen as a small matter at times, but I think it's much a bigger thing if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, look, a lot of the time, and I kind of see it a lot, players sort of consider, they wake up the morning of a game and they eat a big bowl of carbohydrates, for example, and don't really focus on the rest of the week or the rest of the day before, and especially, look, I see it a lot within female players especially. There's no real focus on the nutrition element, but look, maybe I'm biased in one sense, but of course I think it's a huge part to play. You can see the difference between a player that's fueled or a player that's under fueled and how they're performing, if they're performing week in, week out. So look, I think from our standpoint, look, we have that kind of knowledge and understanding around how to fuel, how to implement, how to ensure that we're performing week in, week out. And look, I guess that's kind of the difference between, it's not just a sense of focusing on the day of a game, it's a case of focusing on, since the last game we played, that recovery element, that training, the recovery and so on. So from that standpoint, it's so important, no different to your training. So look, it's something you're in control of. You can control what you eat, you control the hydration element, and look, that's sort of the prep and planning that goes into this week.
Fermanagh's Shannon McQuaid meanwhile can't wait to lead her county out against Louth on Sunday.
Brilliant, yeah, and just the backdrop behind you there, lovely Croke Park, looking great after the weekend's games. What will that be like for the group of girls to go out and play in Ireland's most prestigious Gaelic ground?
Yeah, no, it's very special. It's obviously at the start of the year, it's every team's dream now to reach this weekend and play in Croke Park. So, no, we're looking forward to it and really excited to get running out in the pitch now on Sunday.
Brilliant, and obviously you're going to be leading the team out. What does that mean for you to be captain that group of girls and to lead Fermanagh ladies out now on Sunday, All-Ireland Final Day?
Very special. I feel very privileged, especially with the group of of girls that we have, for me probably to be singled out as captain is very, very special, because it could have been four or five of them definitely could have been named as it. So, no, it's very special.
Brilliant. And do you feel like an added responsibility since you've become captain to sort of bring on the younger girls, or to try drive them on anyway? Like, how do you approach the sort of captain role?
Yeah, I'm probably maybe not your ideal or your normal captain. Maybe I wouldn't be extremely vocal, but I keep things calm, and probably with the younger ones, probably try to bring them in. But no, I'll be probably hopefully sharing my experience of, you know, previous years that I've been there and lessons that I've learnt, and hopefully, you know, they pick up on that as well.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.